This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition. I'm Lee Chui Lin, along with Uma Paganampikipagan. And for our last story of the day, we're talking about housing, because essentially 22.5 billion ringgit in unsold homes nationwide. That's the number that's come out in the news today. And that has been said by Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin. And I mean, this is coming amidst people saying, well, I can't afford houses. Yes. And so it's just kind of, there's a dissonance there.
Well, also because 73% of this overhang apparently is categorized as affordable homes and priced below 250,000 ringgit. And of course, you know, she was saying that the government would introduce programs next year to better promote the sale of these houses. I'm assuming these are all hints and teasers as to what's to come with budget 2019.
Yeah, I think we're going to get fuller details then. But in the meantime, it did kind of, I guess it did kind of raise the question for us whether or not people, you know, can people afford to buy a house right now? And we asked you that question earlier. We did receive a number of messages, including this one from Twitter. My senior friends, retired single ladies, plan to sell their house and use the proceeds to rent. No stress with the upkeep of an aging property. Anything broken, you call the owner. You cannot bring your house along when you die.
That is very good logic. No, but also, I mean, when it comes to buying houses, I mean, these low-cost houses that are below 250,000 ringgit, I guess more study has to be done into that. But what if it's the case that people can't even afford the low-cost house that is below 250,000 ringgit?
Yeah, and I mean, there are some measures that the government has said that they're going to take, including waiving legal fees,
yes,
increasing the loan repayment time for first-time home buyers. But I guess earlier we did ask the question about whether or not this notion of being a home buyer, a listener did raise it. Is it that important? Is it the be-all, end-all of our financial existence? You know, is it the pinnacle of it? It's traditionally been painted as such. It's a big moment for most people.
You graduate, you know, you get married, you buy your first house, you buy a car. That's the routine, right?
Then you buy your second house, usually.
You buy your second house, yeah.
And so I guess we're asking these questions and more, whether or not buying a home is still so important. Can you afford to buy a home? You know, or should we be looking more towards renting like those single ladies that our listener referred to? Anyway, we're crossing over now to Dr. Carmelo Felitto. He's a senior fellow at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Dr. Carmelo, thank you for joining us. So as we were talking about, Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin said today that number, 22.5 billion ringgit in unsold homes. What does that figure tell us about the state of the housing market?
Of course, it tells a lot. As you may know, I worked on these numbers in the past month, and it was to be expected. What is surprising in the recent declaration from the minister is that, according to her, 73% of this value is made of properties below 250,000 ringgit, while all the data that we have in hand, including data from Bank Negara, tells us that a number between 75 and 80% of the unsold unit is above 250,000 ringgit. So that we have a huge number in value and a number of properties is a data. Now it's something that we are discussing since 1 year, I believe, and is in line with my prediction of a crisis in the property market. What is instead striking is that the minister is saying that these properties are mainly into the affordable segment, when, according to my research, these unsold units are mainly in the high-end sector.
Right. So you're saying there's a discrepancy between data that the minister shared and the research that you have. How much are the bulk of the unsold units priced at, according to your research?
Well, according to my data, which are indeed data from the statistics, the Office of Statistics of Malaysia and Bank Negara, most of the new launches in the past years were in the high-end sector. Most of the unsold units are, let's say, above half a million, but we have another third of unsold units, which is between 250,000 and 500,000.
So putting aside the data and the data mix-up for a moment, what do you make of the plans that the minister has proposed to connect potential home buyers to more affordable properties? Are they moving in the right direction?
Yes, I believe that if the government can play the role of a facilitator somehow between supply and demand, this is a welcome initiative. We have to wait and see how this role is actually implemented, because, of course, this cannot somehow violate the rights of the developers or forcing developers to sell things at prices that are not the prices expected by the developers themselves. But if the role will be a facilitator role without interference, real interference among the market forces, this will be welcome. I have also seen a minister declaration that I appreciated. It seems that now Zuraida is not in favor of further credit facilitations. She launched a different message a few months ago, and I'm happy that now she moved on realizing that helping with financial subsidies or new credit facilities, the people to buy a house, this will only put the people more at risk of financial difficulties, which is also something I explained in my paper and in all the statements. So I'm happy to see the minister moving in this direction.
There is the opinion that government shouldn't be so heavily involved in developing affordable housing, that it should instead be left to the expertise of private property developers. What's the rationale for government intervention if this is something more for the private sector?
I believe that government, the feelings and the heart of government are in the good place. They want to take care of the people. They want to take care of the racket, and so helping the people to become owners, so I can understand that. However, there is a problem with every kind of government planning, which lies in the possibility for central authorities to develop sound economic plans, being them outside of the market, where the real needs of consumers are actually encountered, but the government plays outside from this market mechanism, and therefore they cannot really know rationally what is needed in the market. The market itself can do a better job, but if there is a barrier given by the fact that the segment is occupied by government intervention, then the market can't play effectively that role.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about why affordable home initiatives from the government haven't quite worked out in the past?
The government tried in the past years to develop affordable homes, and I think that overall, in the past 5 years, they achieved only 25% of their target in terms of building affordable homes. You know, the target was to build 1 million houses in 10 years, but you have to know that overall, in the good moment, the private sector is delivering around 100,000 units per year. So it means that the past government was betting about the possibility to build faster and more units than what the private sector was overall producing, not only in terms of affordable homes, but in all the segments. So, of course, there was an unrealistic plan, but this is not surprising. The government doesn't play in the market, so cannot really know which are the needs of the market. And I believe that government is focusing recently on the bottom 40 and on the idea of producing houses that are really, really cheap, let's say below 100,000 ringgit. But there is, in terms of affordability, a much wider range of possibilities that need to be explored, because there is the medium 40 and therefore something up to 300,000 ringgit. But this can be rationally planned only if we allow the supply and demand mechanism to operate in the market.
Well, if we look at the current situation of unsold units, are there alternative options to explore? For example, retooling these homes where instead of selling them, we have developers rent them out instead?
Absolutely. I think so. Of course, this kind of move needs to find the agreement of the owners of the units, of the developers. I believe that somehow they will be forced to move in this direction in the moment in which the number of unsold units is very high and people can't really afford to buy in the short run. And for the developers, probably rent-to-home scheme is the only way that they have at the moment to get their investment paid back, at least at a certain extent. So I see it as a necessary step and probably would be welcomed by the market.
And where are we in terms of offering these rent-to-own schemes? Are there many developers in the market who have adopted this model here in Malaysia?
I cannot really say that we have many developers going in this direction, but the signals I have is that more and more developers are at least discussing about this and are open to explore this possibility. It will take quite some time, I believe, but I have observed a certain openness from the supply side on this scheme. So I think that we will see something interesting in the next month.
Dr. Carmelo, thank you so much for those insights. That was Dr. Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, talking about that $22.5 billion in unsold homes in our country. And we've been asking you, are you having trouble finding a house? Do you think that you can buy a house? You can keep those messages coming, 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And in just over a week, you will find out what Budget 29 has to offer us with regards to housing. So there you go.
Yes, Budget 2019.
Sorry, what did I say?
29.
Budget 2019.
ADBC. Yes, you're tired. It's fine. Budget 2019. That's what he meant. Yes. Anyway, we'll also be covering that then. So in the meantime, you know, keep your messages coming, keep your thoughts coming, and it'll all be rolled up into that big old budget show come next week. Keep it here on the Evening Edition. We've got more music, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.